One of my favorite songs, Goronga Palite Habe.
sa Victoria. Also tell us if she, Shimon, is divine grace. Abhaya Chanana, the Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kichai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kichai, Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kichai, Namacharya, Srila Kailas Thakur Kichai, Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivveda Garadha Sivasati Gauravakta Vrindikajai Shishi Radhakrishna Gopikapatnath Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Jagadatha Swami Kijai Munamai Kijai Shrimati Galasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Vakta Vrindikajai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. Okay. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swamini Trinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Teja Tarani. So, Om Gana Tumirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Niditam Yenatas Mai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So we're continuing with our study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, fourth chapter of the Majjhalila Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're hearing about the story of Madhavendra Puri, how Gopinath, Shurachar Gopinath, stole the sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri, how Gopal fed Madhavendra Puri, how Gopal was installed on top of Govardhan Hill by Madhavendra Puri. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Lord Chaitanya Ki Jai. So as I mentioned before, the first time I heard these stories, these referring to the story of Shirachara Gopinath, the deity who stole the sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri, and Gopal, who was discovered by Madhavendra Puri after he was hidden in the bushes, and Shakshi Gopal, who walked all the way across India to make sure that a marriage promise was kept. When I heard about these things, wow! I understood that Krishna is there in the deity. And you can approach Krishna and reveal your mind to Krishna. Yes, everyone should do that. I remember the first time when I walked into a Hare Krishna temple, early in 1970, it was 1968 or 69, was before I joined the movement, so to speak. I walked into the temple of Boston, and they were having their weekly program in which every single devotee would go to the deity. I think the deity's name is Radha Gopinath or something, I forget exactly. I haven't been in Boston in years. Anyway, so they go before the deity, and they would reveal their mind and tell the deities what they did that week. Wow. and reveal their mind one by one while a kirtan was going on. Maybe we should do that in New Goloka. It was really, really, really a sweet program. That they would go one by one to the deity and say, "My dear Krishna, this week, well, I slept most of the time." Obviously, they didn't do that. "This week I did this, I distributed so many books, I cooked so many offerings, I assisted the temple president, I took charge of the temple, I brought so many people to Krishna consciousness, and I pray that I will have the potency to serve you for the coming week, and I pray that I'll be your eternal servant. Krishna, you may crush me by your embrace, leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're completely free to do anything and everything, and you'll always remain my worshipful Lord unconditionally." Whatever the prayer was, it really established a personal relationship with the deities. Of course, when I walked in the temple, I didn't fully appreciate it because at that point, I looked like a grizzly bear. In other words, I wasn't part of the Krishna conscious movement. I had hair all over the place. And so, basically, it looked like I was just coming from the zoo. Like when I joined the movement, the temple president, and I shaved up, the temple president said that now I can see you for the first time. The better to see you, my dear devotee. Anyway, so I appreciated that very much. It was such a wonderful ceremony. Of course, I didn't really understand what was going on, and I didn't understand why everyone was dancing in front of the deities. And they were really dancing. The Prabhupada step, you know, one foot in front of the other, and then back, and the other foot in front of the other, and back, you know, just like swaying back and forth. It was so sweet. On both sides of the room, the men were on the left side, the women were on the right side, and they were all swaying back and forth. It was just like one of the sweetest experiences I had. And when, after I joined the movement, people kept swaying like that in front of the deities, and it was very sweet. And now, I hardly see anybody swaying like that in front of the deities. You know, maybe they do a little shuffle, or the hokey pokey, or God knows what they do, or jump up and down, which is all right. I'm not denying that it's nice. But still, it was very sweet to see everybody swaying back and forth in front of the deities. It was just so sweet. And the personal relationship and the revealing the mind of the deities. Anyway, maybe we should do that again. I mean, I certainly do that. When I see the deities, I talk to the deities. You may say, "Oh, you're a sahaja, you talk to the deities." Yes, everyone's meant to talk to the deities. Deities are not simply something you decorate. You talk to. Krishna's there. Sakshad, Rajendra Nandana. And if you talk and reveal your mind to the deity, Krishna will reciprocate with you accordingly. You treat him like a person, he'll treat you accordingly. So when I hear these stories, it just makes me really ecstatic. The story of Shri Chaitanya Gopinath, the story of Gopal, and the story of Sakshi Gopal. The story of Sakshi Gopal is pretty amazing, walking all the way across India. Anyway, let's get to the story of Gopal right now. Patarera Singhasana Takuravasaila Badaika Patara Prishte Avalambadila. A big stone was made into a throne, and the deity was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the deity for support. So obviously, they didn't have like a whole temple constructed at that particular point, nor did they have what's called a singhasana. A singhasana is the lion throne. Asana means seat. Singha refers to lion. So the Lord sits on a singhasana, lion throne. Got it? It's not shringasana, it's singhasana. So they didn't have anything else, but they worshipped Gopal with devotion, even though it was just a stone he was standing on and a stone behind him. The whole point is devotion. Gopala is not impressed by money. As I've said before, and Prabhupada said, Krishna sees not so much what you're giving him, but what you're holding back from him. If you give 100% and all you have is a stone, Krishna's pleased. And if you have diamonds and jewels and you're only giving him a soft place to sit on, Krishna will say you are a rascal. So, Gramera Brahmana Sabha Navagata Lana Govinda Kundera Jalanila Chandina. All the Brahmana priests of the village gathered together with new water pots, and water from Govinda Kund Lake was brought there and filtered. In the works of the Goswamis, you often hear about this Govinda Kund Lake. And as we mentioned before, Madhavendra Puri was chanting on the banks of the Govinda Kund Lake. But this Govinda Kund Lake was a lake on the banks of which the Brahmanas used to perform many different sacrifices when Krishna was present over 5,000 years ago. And so, in order for the Brahmanas to perform their sacrifices at Govinda Kund, guess what? The gopis had to bring milk products there, because you couldn't have a sacrifice without panchagavya. That means the five products from the cow. Okay? You couldn't do it. Or panchamrita. Or the nectarian aspects, and some of the which had products from the cows, panchamrita and panchagavya. You couldn't do it. So the gopis, they would bring their milk products on their heads to Govinda Kund. But there was a problem, a big problem, and that big problem's name was Krishna. Because Krishna would generally intercede. And how would he intercede? He would try to stop them. He would break their butter pots. He would try to collect taxes. He would harass them. And sometimes they got back at him and tied him and the coward boys to trees and hit them playfully with sticks. So Govinda Kund formed an important part of Krishna's pastimes when Krishna was present over 5,000 years ago. Very, very important place. Also, it's another pastime is when the gopis were bringing milk products to Govinda Kund and they had to cross the Manasaganga, and Krishna acted like an old boatman to take them across the Manasaganga because there was no one else there, and Krishna was in disguise. And they got in the boat with Krishna, and then what happened? Krishna got very tired, or acted like he was very tired. He said, I am hungry, I have to eat something. Give me your milk products. So Krishna ate some of the milk products, and then he said, I am tired after eating, so give me a massage. And the gopi said, we're not going to give you a massage, you old beggar. We're going to throw you in the water if we touch your arms. And so then Krishna started rowing, and then the boat started going down. Krishna said, you got to throw away some things, and they were throwing away all their milk products overboard. Krishna said, you got to throw your clothes overboard, and they said, we're going to throw you overboard. And then the boat got in a big storm, and they got real scared, and then Srimati Radharani saw the flute sticking out from the boatman's belt, and she understood it was Krishna, and she grabbed Krishna, and they lived happily ever after in their pastimes. So that also happened on the way to Govinda Kund. So Navashatagata Jala Kaila Upanita Nanavadyaberi Vaje Strigana Gaya Gita. When the deity was being installed, water was brought from Govinda Kund in hundreds of new pots. There were musical sounds of bugles and drums and the singing of women. And actually in Bengal, there's a specific sound the women make. I think it's only in Bengal they make that's supposed to be a very auspicious sound. If you want to hear it, this is what it sounds like. Anyway, I guess it's not auspicious for a man to make that noise. Keha gaya keyanache mohotsava haila dadi dugda grita haila Ramayata Chila. During the festival at the installation ceremony, some people sang, some danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Boga Samagriyala Sandeshariyata Nana Upahara Taha Kahite Pari Kata. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kinds of presentation, were brought there. I am unable to describe all of these. Excuse me. Tulasiari Pushpa Vastrahailanika Apane Madhavapuri Kaila Bisheka. The villagers brought a large quantity of tulasi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Madhavendra Puri personally began the Abhishek bathing ceremony. In the Hari Bhakti Vilasa, 6:30, it is stated that Didi should be bathed in water, mixed with yogurt and milk, accompanied by the sound of conch shells, bells, and other instruments, and the chanting of the mantra, Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, as well as the chanting of the Brahma Sangita verses beginning with Chintamani Pakata Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavartesu Surir Abhipalayantam. That's from the 29th verse of the 5th chapter of Brahma Sangita. One thing I wanted to comment there. Oh, yes. Because without tulasi leaves, Krishna will not eat anything. For example, during the ceremony in which the Brajavasis were worshipping Govardhan over 5,000 years ago when Krishna was present, Govardhan ate everything and there was nothing left. And he asked for more, anyor, 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 which means give me more, give me more, give me more. And then nobody knew what to do. They thought, we're in big trouble. And then what happened? They offered him a tulsi leaf, and he was satisfied. Can tulsi leaves be offered to Lord Shiva? No. Offered tulsi leaves can be offered to Krishna's devotees. Bale leaves for Lord Shiva. Anyway, no, tulsi leaves, unoffered tulsi leaves are only offered to Krishna, not to Radharani. You can put a tulsi leaf in Radharani's hand to offer to Krishna, but you cannot offer a tulsi leaf to anyone else other than Krishna or Vishnutala deities. That's it. No, no, no. And you cannot make any medicinal preparation from tulsi leaves. You cannot make, like people nowadays, it's so offensive, they make soap from tulsi, tulsi soap, tulsi perfume, tulsi tea. It is very offensive because tulsi grows only to serve Krishna. She comes to this world only to serve Krishna. And she regularly drops leaves that could be utilized in the offerings to Krishna. Well, you may make cold medicine out of tulsi leaves in Rajasthan, but it is not good. It is offensive. It's like using the deity to crack nuts with, the Shaligram Shiva to crack nuts with. Do not do it. Tulsi is only meant to offer to Krishna. After she's offered to Krishna, you can eat her. Yes, after you offer, it's all right. But she must be offered to Krishna. Must be offered to Krishna. And we chant japa on tulsi mala. Some people think it's the same thing to chant japa on a clicker or on your fingers or something like that. It's not. Because by touching tulsi devi, where's my bead bag? Where is my bead bag? Let me get my bead bag as we're talking. Sorry about that. The camera has to follow me. This is called tulsi mala. When you chant, you hold the tulsi beads between your fingers. Don't touch this finger to the tulsi beads because this is the finger of ego. Ego. False ego. Because it's offensive to point your finger at someone like that, like I'm pointing my finger at everybody right now. So But it's very, these are sacred beads. And just by holding the beads in our hand, we are feeling great spiritual inspiration. So these beads are offered to the deity. And actually, Prabhupada said, when you have initiation, you offer the beads to the deities first. Of course, the deities don't chant on the beads, but the guru chants on the beads. So, anyway, very, very important. Yes, you can offer tulsi leaves for Lord Balaram. He is Vishnu Tattva. Any Vishnu Tattva deity, not Radharani, not Lakshmi, not Lord Shiva, no one else can be offered unoffered tulsi leaves. That's it. Very important. Otherwise, it's offensive. So, again, Amangala Durakari Kaila Snana Bahu Taila Diat Kaila Shriyanga Chikana. After all inauspicious things were driven away by the chanting of the mantra, the deity's bathing ceremony started. First, the deity was massaged with a large quantity of oil, so his body became very glossy. Usually it's sandalwood oil. Or some other types of oil can be used sometimes. Panchagavya, this is what I talked about before. Panchamrite snana karanda mahasnana karaila shatagata dina. After the first bathing, further bathings were conducted with panchagavya and then with panchamrita. Then the mahasnana, that means the great bathing, was performed with ghee and water, which had been brought in 100 pots. The ingredients of panchagavya are milk, yogurt, ghee, clarified butter, cow urine, and cow dung. So, panchagavya means the five products of the cow, and all these are pure. Actually, in Ayurvedic medicine, people drink the cow urine, and it can cure liver disease, and cow dung is purifying. Of course, we do take advantage of Western medicine. And I was just reading a report where in the news today that some people were trying to get better from the virus by smearing cow dung all over their body. I mean, it's purifying, but it's better to take the vaccine. All these people, all these items come from the cow. Therefore, we can just imagine how important the cow is, since its urine and stool are required for bathing the deity. It's pure. It's the only stool, or if you don't know what the word stool means, feces, or, you know, some other disgusting word, of any living entity that is pure and purifying. Not only is it aseptic, it's antiseptic. It purifies a place. And people, not only that, but people mix the cow manure with straw to put on the insides of their house and keeps the bugs away. It's purifying anything from the cow. Cow urine, cow manure. I remember one time we were doing the sacrifice and the devotees told me, this is when I was young, you have to go collect some cow urine. Cow manure is easy because there's, you know, plenty of paddies in the field. So there I was with a little container chasing after the cows in the field, waiting for them to pass urine. And the cows got pretty spooked and pretty upset with me. Pretty upset, they kept running away because here's this guy with a container running at their rear end. I think that luckily none of them kicked me. Finally, you know, one of them did it for me, and then we had some cow urine for the sacrifice. The Panchamrita consists of five kinds of nectar, yogurt, milk, ghee, honey, and sugar. The major portion of this preparation also comes from the cow, that's yogurt, milk, and ghee. To make it more palatable, sugar and honey are added. And the deities are bathed with this substance. Just see how pure it is. You're bathing the deities with all these substances. Apuna taila dia kaila shianga chikana shanga gando dake kaila snana samagana. After the mahasnana was finished, the deity was again massaged with scented oil and his body made glossy. Then the last bathing ceremony was performed with scented water kept within a conch shell. In his commentary on this occasion, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes from the Hri Bhakti Vilasa, barley powder, wheat powder, vermilion powder, ura dal powder, another powder preparation called avata, that's made by mixing banana powder and ground rice, are applied to the deity's body with a brush made from the hair at the end of the cow's tail. I remember doing this. Wow. This produces a nice finish. The oil smeared over the body of the deity should be scented. To perform the mahasnana, at least 2.5 manas, 24 gallons of water are needed to pour over the body of the deity. Depending, of course, on the size of the deity. That's in proportion to the size of the deity. And I remember being part of the deity installation. Many, many temples. In Ujjain, I was there for the installation of the deities. I got a chance to bathe Srimati Radharani. Also in Suva, I got a chance to do that. And also in Tirupati, I got a chance to be present for the installation. And you take this cow's tail brush and you apply this powder to the deities. It's very wonderful. It's just such an amazing ceremony. I have some videos of these things. Just one day I'll show everybody. Shriyanga Marjana Kari Vastra Puraila Chandanotalasi Pushpa Malange Dila. After the body of the deity was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. Then sandalwood pulp, tulasi garlands, and other fragrant flower garlands were placed upon the body of the deity. Dupa dipa karim nana boga lagaila dariduga sande shari yata kichuela. After the bathing ceremony was finished, incense and lamps were burned and all kinds of food offered before the deity. These foods included yogurt, milk, and as many sweetmeats as were received. Suvasita jala navapatre samarpila achamana diya se tambula ivedila. The deity was first offered many varieties of food, then scented drinking water in new pots, and then water for washing the mouth. Finally, pan mixed with a variety of spices was offered. Aratrika kari kaila bahuta stavana dandavat kari kaila atma samarpana. After the last offering of tambula and pan, boga arati was performed. Finally, everyone offered various prayers and then obeisances, falling flat before the deity in full surrender. Dandavat. That's a sign of surrender. When we offer our obeisances like that, it's a sign of complete surrender to the deities. All 8 parts of the body touching the ground. Gramera yateka tandula dali goduma churna sakala niya dila parvata haila purna. As soon as the people of the village had understood that the deity was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stocks of rice, dal, and wheat flour. They brought such large quantities that the entire surface of the top of the hill was filled. Wow. Kumbhakara gari chila yemrid bhajana sabahanaila pate chadila randana. When the villagers brought their stock of rice, dal, and flour, the potters of the village brought all kinds of cooking pots, and in the morning the cooking began. Dasha viprahana rande hare kastupa jana panchas rande vyanjanadi nana supa. 10 brahmanas cooked the food grains, and 5 brahmanas cooked both dry and liquid vegetables. Vanya shaka palamule vivida vyanjana keha bada vadi kadi. The vegetable preparations were made from various kinds of spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest, and someone made bada and bodhi by mashing dal. Dal is like a bean, the dal bean. Like ur-dal or mung-dal or something like that. In this way, the Brahman has prepared all kinds of food. Jana pancha sata ruti kari rashi rashi anavyanjana sabarahi grite bhasi. 5 to 7 men prepared a huge quantity of japatis, that's called rotis, which were completely covered with ghee, clarified butter, as were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. Remember, the early days of the movement was like that. We would make these amazing japatis, and they would all puff up. Prabhupada said that if a japati puffs up completely, and I know how to do that, that means Krishna is pleased. And then you take a little brush and brush ghee over each japati. It's amazing. Too bad I can't eat like that now. As were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. Navavastra patitahe palashera pata randi randi tara upara rashi kailabata. All the cooked rice was stacked on palasha leaves, which were on new cloths spread over the ground. Tara pache ruti rashira parvata haila supahari vyanjana banda chodike tarila. Around the stack of cooked rice were stacks of japatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetable preparations were placed in different pots and put around them. Sometimes when I've been at Govardhan during the Govardhan Puja ceremony time, we would have devotees come from different parts of India, and I would organize them in doing the same ceremony. There's actually pictures of this. Same ceremony where they would just pile up food, and I would do arti to Govardhan as we were offering the food. Tara pashe dari dugda mata shikarindi payasa matani sara pashe dari ani. Pots of yogurt, milk, buttermilk, and shikarini, sweet rice, cream, and solid cream were placed alongside the vegetables. Wow. In this kind of ceremony, which is called anakuta, cooked rice is stacked like a small mountain for prasadam distribution. Wow. Hena mate anakuta, karila sajana, puri goshani gopalere, kaila samarpana. In this way, the anakuta ceremony was performed, and Madhavendra Puri Goswami personally offered everything to Gopal. Wow. I remember doing this. Aneka gata bari dila suvasita jala bahudine rakshudaya gopala kaila sakala. Many water pots were filled with scented water for drinking, and Lord Sri Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Yadyapi gopala sabha ana vyanjana kaila tanra hasta svarshi puna temani haila. Although Sri Gopal ate everything offered, still by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. And Prabhupada says, the atheist cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing in the form of the deity, can eat all the food offered by his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, text 26, Krishna says, famous verse, Patram pushpam halam toyam yo me bhakja priyachati tadaham bhakti pavritam ishnami prayatat manaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. The Lord is purna complete, and therefore he eats everything offered by his devotees. However, by the touch of his transcendental hand, all the food remains exactly as before. It is the quality that is changed. Before the food was offered, it was something else. Modes of nature, primarily mode of goodness. But after it is offered, the food acquires a transcendental quality because the Lord is Purna and remains the same even after eating. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnamaiva Vashishyate. That's from the Upanishad, the invocation that the Supreme Personality of God is perfect and complete. And even though so many complete and perfect things emanate from him, he remains perfect and complete. The food offered to Krishna is qualitatively as good as Krishna. Just as Krishna is avyaya, the food eaten by Krishna, being identical with him, remains as before. Apart from this, Krishna can eat the food with any one of his transcendental senses. He can eat by seeing the food or by touching it. No one should think that is necessary for Krishna to eat. Of course, there's that statement. Angani, yasha, shakalan, driyadri, timati. Krishna has interchangeable senses. Because in the material body, let me explain this, our senses are designated. In other words, because they're machines, a machine part can only act in a certain way. Just like if you have a car, the tires of the car cannot be the steering wheel. That may seem like, you know, an idiotic statement to make, but it's true. You cannot substitute one part for another. And the same thing with the body. It's wired in a certain way, it's functioning in a certain way, but when you have a body made of transcendental bliss and an eternity of knowledge, then it's not subject to material restrictions because it's not a yantra, it's not a machine. He does not become hungry like an ordinary human being. Nonetheless, he presents himself as being hungry, and as such, he can eat everything and anything regardless of quantity. The philosophy underlying Krishna's eating is understandable by our transcendental senses. When our senses are purified by constantly being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, we can understand Krishna's activities, names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and entourage. Entourage means the people hang out with Krishna. Atakshi Krishna Namadi, Nabhavik Graham Indriyai, Seva Mukheji Vado Swaymevis Parachana. That's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila, 17th chapter, text 136. No one can understand Krishna by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to his devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. That's from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-234. The devotees understand Krishna through revelation. In other words, revelation means Krishna reveals himself, not that you uncover him. It is not possible for a mundane scholar to understand Krishna and his pastimes through research work on the non-devotional platform. So when we offer to Krishna, Prabhupada gave the example, it is just like a little boy sitting at the dinner table with his parents or with his father, offering what's on his plate back to his father. Daddy, I think you would like this. Thank you. Here it is. And the father feels so much ingratiated by the love of his child, even though the father was the one who paid for the food, arranged for the cooking of the food, told his wife to cook the food, and arranged everything. The father is ingratiated that the child has love, and therefore Krishna says, Bhakchimam avijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvata. Krishna is only revealed through love and devotion. You can't bribe Krishna. You know, how much do you want Krishna to give me your mercy? How about $100? $200? Krishna's not from the Indian government. Anyway, I remember many times I've been in India where we had to bribe people to get things done. One time we wanted to take our bus down a road where buses weren't allowed. And we had our whole tour group, and I wanted to get to the hotel really quickly. And the police said, no buses allowed. And I said to the person with me, who happened to be in an Indian body, go to the police, here's 100 rupees, and say, here's our permit. And the young man said, I don't understand what you're doing. I said, just do it. Don't tell them any Western people are on the bus, or else the price will escalate. So he didn't believe what I was saying. So he went out. He was even Indian. He didn't understand these things. So he went out and said to the policeman, here's our permit to take the bus. And the policeman said, oh, okay. Go ahead. Take the bus. But you can't do that with Krishna. Krishna's not a damn cheap babu. So, how Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same was transcendentally perceived by Madhavendra Puri Goswami. Nothing remains a secret to the devotees of the Lord. Egadinero dyoge aiche mahotsava kaila gopala prabhavehaya Anye na janila. The wonderful festival installation of Shri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopala. No one but a devotee can understand this. And Prabhupada said, this Krishna conscious movement has spread all over the world within a short time, within 5 years. Of course, this was many years ago Prabhupada wrote this. And mundane people are very much astonished at this. However, by the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand that everything is possible with the grace of Krishna. Why does Krishna have to take 5 years and 5 days? He can spread his name and fame all over the world like wildfire. Those who have faith in and devotion to Krishna can understand that these things happen so wonderfully by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're simply the instruments in the fierce battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna was victorious within 18 days simply because Krishna's grace was on his side. Krishna did not even fight, but Krishna was guiding Arjuna. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Parto Dhanurdharaha, Tatra Shri Vijayo Mutir Dhruvanitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, this of course is spoken by Sanjaya, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. Sanjaya is saying that to Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra is not a happy camper hearing that one. If the preachers in our Krishna conscious movement are sincere devotees of Krishna, Krishna will always be with them because he is very kind and favorable to all his devotees. Just as Arjuna and Krishna were victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra, this Krishna conscious movement will surely emerge victorious if we but remain sincere devotees of the Lord and serve the Lord according to the advice of our predecessors. The six Goswamis and other devotees of the Lord, as Naratamadas Thakur has stated, Khandera Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas Janame Janame Haye Vilash Avilash. The Krishna conscious devotees must always desire to remain in the society of devotees, Bhakta Sanivasa. They cannot go outside the Krishna conscious society or movement. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously within the society, it will be successfully done. There's the success potency of the Lord. There's no question of estimating how this will happen in the mundane sense, but without a doubt, it happens by the grace of Krishna. And Prabhupada has mentioned several times that the success potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is within the words of the spiritual master. In other words, if the spiritual master asks someone to do that something, one will be successful in doing it, for sure. One is empowered. Okay. So, I think we're going to end here, but someone has a question. Does talking, sharing to our deities means burning him with our day-to-day mundane worldly problems or just the spiritual hurdles? I think we reveal our mind. Krishna's our friend. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suradam sarvabhutam. Wherever your heart is at, suradam sarvabhutam gyatvamapshamti richati. He's your best friend. You know, you'll have this need for having a friend. Now, one thing I realized when I joined the Krishna conscious movement, of course I had friends, but, you know, it really wasn't the same because most of them were fair weather friends. What does it mean, fair weather friends? That means I please you, you please me, and we are buddies forever. Just like you see, you know, just like I was reading about someone who just got a... Anyway, won't get into that right now. That's not a good idea. About quoting from the news right now, it's not a good idea. So anyway, so, you know, people just think the other person is meant for their pleasure. Yes, Krishna as Paramatma knows everything, but Krishna wants to hear it from us directly because it helps us interact with him, realize that he is a person. You know, it's part of the bhakti process, praying and revealing the mind to the deities. Yes, Krishna knows everything. So then why don't you just... And Krishna knows when you're going to be Krishna conscious, Krishna knows when you're going to chant, Krishna knows when you're not going to chant, Krishna's in charge of everything, to just sit back and wait, let Krishna do everything. That's not our philosophy. We have to cultivate our love for Krishna. And by talking to Krishna directly, then that cultivates it. Krishna appreciates that. Krishna appreciates because we're taking him as a person, not simply a machine that's all pervading. Okay, so on that happy note, we are going to take questions. Actually, some really interesting points came out tonight. All right, you're allowed to unmute yourselves. Tomorrow night, we're going to be broadcasting from Portland, Oregon, on the other side of the United States. That's pretty cool. One day we can go to Fiji. One day we can go to New Zealand. One day we can go to Australia. But what can we do? We're interacting as a submissive jiva or more in a friendly way? Both. He's our dear friend. Krishna's our dear friend. And, you know, we're submissive to him also. He's an older friend. Krishna's an older friend, but he cares for us. I realized that when I started chanting Hare Krishna, that I could always have my best friend with me. You know, we all like to have our best, you know, we all say, that he or she is my best friend, and I'm missing them. You know, we think like that. But actually, your best friend is Krishna. And the guru is also a friend, friend of the poor, Lord Master of the devotees. And both can be with you 24 hours a day. When you chant Krishna's name, your best friend is with you, Krishna. And when you serve the spiritual master, the guru is with you. There's no separation, Prabhupada said, between him and his spiritual master, Bhakti Sananta Saraswati Thakur. Try to realize that. Then all of one's emotional needs can be met. We have all these emotional needs that we're actually focusing on some other jiva soul for. It's your business to fulfill my emotional needs. I'm not your servant. I'm not going to fulfill your emotional needs. Save me, Krishna. Save me. People want me to fulfill their emotional needs. Oh, my God. This is torture. So that's the problem, you know, when people have these relationships, different, you know, friendship relationship, husband-wife relationship, there's this demand from the other person. It's your business to fulfill my emotional needs, my food needs, my financial needs, my whatever needs I have. Woo! We should be thinking, it's my business to help people and to help Krishna and to serve Krishna. Anyway, so on that happy note, we'll take questions. Okay, questions, comments, arguments, problems.
Hi, Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Who's that?
Kunjavasini.
Yeah, Kunjavasini. Okay, so what's your question?
You mentioned you know, the taking care of the deities, bathing. So how regular and, you know, what you walked through was very, had a lot of preps and had a lot of things that were offered, like how to take care of Radha Glokananda at home.
How to take care of them at home. Do what you can do within reason. Just like they offered to Gopal just a rock for a seat and a rock for something to hold on his back. So the point is, you whatever you have within reason, you can't go crazy, you offer to Krishna in a practical way. It's just a question of being practical. Even just like Sanatan Goswami didn't have anything. He just had some dried bread balls, and he was offering dried bread balls to the deities, and Krishna was happy. You know, that's the point. Krishna's pleased. If you can offer him, I mean, don't over-endeavor. It's not that everybody should be going out and doing this panchamrita pancha govya every day. It's just like whatever is practical, you know, even if it's just a leaf, a fruit, a little water. But if you're eating like a king, why should Krishna eat like a beggar? That's the problem. That's the point. Thank you for your question. Who else wants to ask a question?
Hare Krishna, Swami.
Andy, Hare Krishna, you're in paradise.
No, you are. My question is, I ordered a tulsi mala. Why is it it starts from small beads to big beads and big beads, or big beads to small beads?
Why does it go from small to big and big to small? Well, yeah, that's true. The reason is so you can understand what direction you're going in. If all the beads were actually the same size, then you wouldn't remember what direction you're going in. It just keeps you going in the same direction. So when you chant, you go in one direction, and when you reach the end, you switch around and go in the other direction. So going in one direction is one round, and the other direction is another round, like you see here. We had some devotees who were very confused and thought that they had to, both directions was one round, and they were actually chanting 32 rounds instead of 16 rounds, which is not a problem, but it just takes twice as long. So you go, anyway, so that, yeah, just to show you which direction, you go in both directions, but it keeps you going in a specific direction. And you also know when you're reaching the end.
Okay, but also, is there a maximum number of chanting rounds? Because, like, even when you put down your mala bag, I find myself still going, like, all during the day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and I don't even have mala in my hand. So maybe I wind up doing, like, maybe 100 rounds and not without a mala, because I actually find myself doing it, like, ordinarily, so all day, I just...
That's wonderful. Wow. No, there's no maximum. Prabhupada said we chant 16 rounds minimum on the beads, and then we do hundreds of rounds off the beads. That's really great. I mean, I do that.
Without the beads.
What's that?
Without the beads. Like, even I put down the beads, and I'm, like, doing, you know, my day-to-day business, and I'm still be chanting in my mind, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, as I go along my daily chores. So would you consider that chanting also?
Yes, that is also chanting. That's ecstatic. I mean, it sounds like you've got Krishna's mercy there on your island. I mean, as soon as your island opens up, I'm going there to take a vacation. He's on a beautiful island with beautiful beaches. Oh my God. The perfect place to chant Hare Krishna. Perfect place. It's like going back, it's like the heavenly planets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great, except for the volcanoes.
The volcano is on St. Vincent, not St. Lucia.
Oh, it's on the other one, okay.
Head Island, it's to the south.
That's good. Happy to hear that. Okay. Thank you for your question. So who else has a question? Let's take another person now. No one else has a question, then we
I have a question, Guru Maharaj, if nobody else has it.
Yes, Rakesh, what's your question?
Guru Maharaj, every universe have a Lord Brahma. It's a different Lord Brahma to another one. So
yes.
Is it the same with the Lord Shiva?
There's different expansions of Lord Shiva. There's only one Lord Shiva. He's a special tattva, a special category. Lord Brahma, you can become Lord Brahma of your own universe. Wouldn't you like that?
No. Too much work.
Why not? It's fun. It's fun to be the big boss of the universe, to be able to control everybody. I mean, you can get any type of car you want. You could fly around on a swan carrier. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
No, I don't want to do it. I'm just... Keep the general hoyata to your das. No, I don't want to become Lord Brahma. But for some people, it might be fun. Actually, there's one religion I'm not going to mention the name of that religion. They actually tell you if you become God conscious, you can become the Lord of your universe. And all your family members are going to be in the same universe. But I was just thinking, like, if you become the Lord of your universe and all your family members are in the same universe, what if your family members get upset that you're the Lord? I think that it'd be a big problem. Yeah, they actually preach like that, that you can become the Lord of your own universe. I think there would be some competition. The problem is you become a demigod in charge of something, there's other people who want your post. It's like that. I mean, when you become GBC, other people want your post. Of course, they're welcome to it if they want, if they can handle all the responsibility. Okay, good question. Hey, Prime Govinda, you don't have any questions tonight?
Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Prabhupada.
This is my favorite devotee, Prime Govinda.
It's so my good question. Your merciful.
What's the question?
I was just curious, Maharaj, when we do the aruti to the deity, today you are giving so much discussion about aruti, deities. Where is this origin system started that you have to go 7 times around or 2 times around the west? What is the significance behind it?
Well, there's like seven parts of the body. I know there's like seven parts of the body, but I don't know the significance of all the circles, and I don't even follow it because I'm a rascal. I just do seven, yeah. I just do seven and just say, Krishna, accept it. Please accept this offering. And I don't get into any of the other rituals. I don't go do any of the mudras. And the only mantra I know is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. My spiritual master called me a fool and he said, don't study any of these things. Just chant Hare Krishna. And I started to chant Hare Krishna. And I felt ecstasy and Prabhupada said, I said to Prabhupada, what kind of mantra are you giving me? And Prabhupada said he was very happy with me. Prabhupada himself said, if you want to learn any of these basic details, the complicated details of deity worship, you should approach the Radharaman temple in Vrindavan. Because it really wasn't Prabhupada's field of expertise. Nor did Prabhupada stress it. I mean, certain temples, it's good to follow all those little details, rules, and regulations, because those temples, like in Vrindavan, were preaching temples, and there's a lot of ritualistic brahmanas present. But for those of us who are in the West or, you know, in places where people don't know the difference between incense and a light, then we just try to give our hearts to Krishna as we're offering something to Krishna. That's what I do. I figure if I'm thinking devotionally, then my arti is successful. And if I'm thinking mathematically, then my arti is not successful. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Says that many times you go around. So there has to be some purpose. The reason I'm saying, Maharaj, when Sripad Bhakti Charu Maharaj left, I was called in middle of the night. So after Mangal Arati, I left. And I was given through the cell phone from England, the Antesti Kriya, the last moment, what to be done for a sannyasi. Yeah.
Right.
So I looked at also in my Gauriya Kantohar, it's the same mantra, but then it does not indicate it's for sannyasi. It did not say that. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur did not say that. So, but then I called Gaurakeshava Prabhu.
Yeah, Gorgeshwar.
Yeah, he's in Hawaii and he picked up the phone. It was very early for him. It's like a night. But anyway, I told him Bhakti Charu Maharaj just left. What should I do? And then 1 hour he explained me wonderful things that I never heard. He said that when Prabhupada gives sannyas to someone or anybody in Gauriya, when they give sannyas, they chant a mantra called Viraja Homa. Viraja Homa means the mantra that it's a belongs to the inner world, devotional world, not the three modes related. So right. If the sannyasi stays as a sannyasi with this Kaiban body, mind, and the word, and self surrender like that, whole life till last breath, they are already liberated. There's nothing rituals need to be done except glorification and feeding the prasadam to the other Vaishnavas. And right. It was very nice. And because the rituals, it says, I have to write on Bhakti Chara Maharaj's chest some mantra and this, that. So I was asking, why those mantras? He said, it's not really for a sannyasi. Sannyasi is already liberated if they stay as a sannyasi. So then it helped me a lot to understand. Now I understand the funeral things more because of that pressure understanding. So that's why I'm asking, Maharaj. I think
okay, so when I die, I'll call you on my mobile phone. You'll write all the mantras for me. I'll send you a text message, all right?
Maharaj, I hope you never die.
WhatsApp. I can do it on WhatsApp or Facebook.
Maharaj, you have to stay alive. We need a leader like you in America.
Alive. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, Maharaj, another 100 years.
Oh, my God, another 100 years. You'll be carrying me around in a basket.
That's all right. No. I'll come.
Oh, my God. You'll carry me around an electronic basket. Okay, I guess that's it. We have to end. Tomorrow night, we'll have the same class, and we'll be in Portland, Oregon, and we'll be giving the class from Portland, Oregon, so... See you all tomorrow evening, same time, same station, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Same thing, 5
o'clock. You're flying there, Maharaj? You're flying to California, Oregon?
I'm taking Pushpaka Vimana.
Oh, Pushpaka.
I stole it from Kuvera.
I thought Ravana stole it. You had a fight with Ravana, Maharaj.
Yeah, but Ravana was killed. He gave it back to Kuvera, and I stole it from Kuvera because I'm the second Ravan.
You are too humble.
Okay. I am very humble. Okay, see everybody.